This is a picture of S.W. Woodhouse at Lost City.
Mr. Woodhouse was a physician and a naturalist from Philadelphia. He came on the survey of the northern boundary of the Creek Nation, which doesn't follow any natural, like a river or anything. In 1850, when they got to Sand Springs, they camped out there in the rock formation on the south side of the river near Chandler Park, and all along the south side of the Arkansas River. He imagined those as being like an old abandoned city. Lost City was termed at that time. And as a child, when I grew up in Tulsa, that was always known as Lost City. We used to go there, Boy Scouts, and hike and camp out in the rock formation because the Avery Drive on the road from Sand Springs on the south side of the river was not open. It wasn't open until the late 50s, early 60s. They camped out here, and this is an area of importance to the area of Sand Springs. Woodhouse was a naturalist, and he's the first one to identify a scissortail flycatcher, the Oklahoma bird. He also carried with him smallpox vaccine. I thought it was something invented around the turn of the century, 1900. But it wasn't. It was invented in the 1700s. But the Indian families would find out that he had vaccinations for smallpox, which were still decimating Indian cultures because they had no immunities to that type of disease. So they'd bring the Indian kids into the camp, and he would inoculate them against smallpox. So it was quite an interesting bit of history. In his journals that are in the Philadelphia Museum of Natural History, he has a drawing of these rock formations. And of course, that's what we've depicted here. It's sponsored by Senator Nancy Riley of Tulsa and Sand Springs.
That's the story of S.W. Woodhouse at Lost City.